WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on
ABC
the Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Rena Roy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is speaking about the attempt to oust him from his speakership after working with Democrats to avert a government shutdown.
Keeping government open and paying our troops was the right decision. I stand by that decision. At the end of the day, if I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
He also says he thinks hard-right Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida has been planning his challenge all along. Former President Donald Trump has returned to a New York courtroom, asked about the judge who already ruled that Trump and his sons committed fraud by vastly overstating what their properties are worth.
He's been given false information, misleading information, and corrupt information by a very corrupt and incompetent attorney general.
President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded not guilty to the three charges he's facing. Prosecutors say he lied about his drug use when filing out a form to buy a gun 5 years ago. This is ABC News. A relatively unusual shooting in a place like Thailand. At least two people killed in a mall in the country's capital.
Gautam Vora was shopping with his wife and child when suddenly shots started ringing out.
Everybody was screaming and running. There was a lot of chaos in there. It was almost like a stampede.
Eventually, police took control at one of Bangkok's biggest and most upscale shopping complexes.
They kept clearing people out of there for the next 45 minutes out of there because we were just waiting over there. We were waiting for our car.
A suspect has been arrested and is in custody. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
People on Facebook and Instagram in Europe may get a chance to ditch the ads as long as they're willing to pay. The Wall Street Journal says the company behind both, Meta, is floating the idea of a subscription that would allow European users to get an ad-free experience. It's a way to comply with Europe's data privacy rules. The cost, at least $10 a month. And the baseball playoffs getting underway this afternoon with the wild card round. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Three suspects in a string of robberies across Wisconsin are in custody. The alleged thieves are Alan Ritchie, Brandon Riley, and Jade Sprang, all from Neenah. Manitowoc police say on September 24th, the suspects narrowly escaped authorities during a robbery at the Walmart at 4115 East Calumet, where they stole over $2,000 worth of stuff. After the escape, Manitowoc PD partnered with Neenah police and the U.S. Marshals. Marshals arrested the trio on September 28th. Authorities believe the three might be part of a bigger organized crime outfit. The body pulled from the Menasha Channel on Sunday has been identified. Carolyn Leonard was 36 and from the Wisconsin Dells. She was pulled from the water between the Racine and Taco Street bridges on Sunday around 5 p.m. by the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department. The investigation is in progress.
Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against the JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you, and what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome, welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. Dominic Salvia from Devil's Advocates. You can catch him later this afternoon, along with Mike Crute from 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network. And our special guest and a friend I've known for a long time and I don't get to see nearly often enough. She is the executive director for the Sojourner Family Peace House. Carmen Petrie is in studio. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Second, get these mics on. There we go.
All right, Jane. Always good to be with you, Jane. We don't see each other enough.
We really don't. And we always talk about going for coffee, and that just never seems to happen.
Exactly.
You're a very, very busy person, and justifiably so. I wish you didn't have to be so busy.
Yeah.
But the reason that you're in October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Certainly, this is something that a lot of different agencies try to address throughout the course of the year, but October is a time to really zero in on the issue and try and bring as much attention to it as possible, because despite your decades and decades of work,
right,
this is still a major problem in this country.
It is. I want to start where you, what you said. You know, we have 8 programs in Milwaukee. We have the Women's Center here in Waukesha. There's lots and lots of resources for people, but there's still too much isolation and suffering for our families, for survivors, and there's a lot of work yet to be done.
What can we members of the general public do? Let's start there, Carmen.
You know, the theme of Domestic Violence Awareness Month is one thing, and it's a reminder that we all have the power to do one thing in our lives. We all know someone who's being hurt, and we all know someone who's hurting others. And so the one thing you can do is maybe listen to a survivor, believe a survivor, be a safe person for someone to come forward. Educate yourself about the resources. Volunteer for one of these nonprofits. Give your time. Make a donation. But I think it's to remember during this month the incredible power we have to make a difference in people's lives. Survivors are isolated, and they need us to open a door for them.
And the isolation is intentional.
Is intentional. In fact, you know, it's necessary for the violence to continue in that relationship. Most of these acts happen, the crime of domestic violence happens in isolation, usually in private. And we need to break that cycle of isolation for families.
Well, and I've always said this, for people who are abusive and are abusers, it's not like they go out amongst the general population and their colleagues and friends and brag about how they smacked her around good last night.
Absolutely not.
That's just not how it happens.
Right. They're charming. They're, you know, and even for them, you can peel it back to some exposure in their life. People aren't born violent. You know, this is a human rights issue. People get here, we're little babies, and we learn that violence is an acceptable strategy by watching the people in our lives, right? So that's why working with kids and kids' exposure and working with parents to heal themselves so that cycle doesn't repeat generation after generation.
So abusers tend to come from abusive families. They yes. have experienced the abuse themselves.
Right. And I think as a society, we don't get there soon enough. You know, we wait for public safety, and public safety is critical. If I'm strangling you or raping you or using a gun against you, you need a public safety approach. But for every time police have to be called, there's lots of moments where we've missed an opportunity to help a family early on.
Cameron, how do we... Those opportunities, how do we take advantage of those opportunities? How do we know as a society to address them?
I think that we need churches and schools and neighborhood organizations that are attuned to the issue, both looking for people who are hurt and people who are hurting others. We need mentors. We need healthy people to wrap our arms around. You know, we need healthy men to wrap their arms around men who've been hurt, who grew up seeing this, and mentoring them into a different behavior. I don't think punishing people and holding them accountable is the right strategy. I think we have to get there early. Research shows that people who hurt others have hopes and dreams for their children. And when they realize what the impact is on their kids, they begin to become open to changing their behavior. Same thing for survivors. So I think more family programming in our schools, our churches, our neighborhoods. And we all need to get comfortable with this conversation.
I guess that stuns me, and it shouldn't, that abusers don't realize or understand the ramifications of their behavior. But if, again, you came from that as what is normal.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm just doing what my father did to me, or what my parents did to me, or what my grandfather did to my grandmother.
Exactly. Or I got this hurt in me and I don't know what to do about it. And so I project it onto other people. And I've never been given the opportunity to heal or been taught by healthy role models that this is not the way to be. We can all get angry, right?
Frustrated, oh, for sure.
But just, you know, don't act that out on another person. You need that role modeled for you as a child and a teenager.
Cameron, the isolation and also the lack of a conversation, it's an uncomfortable conversation,
right,
kind of drives it, you know, into the ground a little bit. How big of a problem is this? I mean, in most people probably think, well, you know, there's a couple occasions here and there where things get out of hand. But I get the sense that this is a deeper problem and more widespread than most people probably think.
I think it's a deep problem in the psyche of all of us in this country. I think violence is accepted, we're drowning in a sea of violence, all kinds of violence in our society. For us, it starts at home. You know, I don't believe any human comes into the world thinking, well, I'm going to pick up a gun and go shoot up my workplace. But if you look at workplace violence, you can see this thread back to some form of intimate partner violence. So violence in the home spills out everywhere. So it depends on what measure you want to use. We just did a report on the economic impact of domestic violence. We had a summit last week. Each year, Milwaukee County pays $116 million, and the state of Wisconsin pays $657 million in unintended costs related to domestic violence. So, you know, court wow. costs, prosecution, yeah. Corrections costs, medical costs, disability. So there's all kinds of ways that we're already paying a high price for this. We're not safe when an abuser comes to work looking for the person they want to hurt. So I think this is an issue that impacts all of us. And we grew up believing that, hey, if I'm safe, this is not my business. That's happening to you. Well, it's all of our business.
You make an excellent point that in a lot of instances of these mass gunmen, they have a history of domestic violence.
Yes.
So they bring that attitude with them out into the world. So no right. one is safe.
Right. You know, we act out what's in our hearts closest to home first.
Right.
Right. And then we go out in the world with who we are. And people who hurt others are wounded people. It's not to say that that's an excuse. We need to hold people accountable. The other challenge is we live in a society where if you look at the homicides, 81 to 85% of the homicides are committed with guns, we have way too much access or easy access to firearms. So you have this society where violence is normalized. You have people wounded who believe that it's a strategy, never been given an opportunity to heal or change or been held accountable, right? We need men to hold other men accountable in a loving way in their life, right? And women, to we all need to wrap our arms around the family and say, how can we help?
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Carmen Petrie, the executive director of the Sojourner Family Peace Center in Milwaukee, is our guest for the next half hour. Carmen, you mentioned the importance of that religious institutions can play
right.
in being a safe place for people who are victims of domestic violence. But there are some religious institutions, I feel, that tend to place the blame on women.
Right.
You're not being a good enough wife.
Right.
If you were a better wife, this wouldn't happen.
Or
you need to improve.
Right.
You need to be better
right.
in performing your wifely duties. I don't find that to be particularly healthy.
It is not healthy or helpful. You know, I've heard pastors say, well, God wants you to make this marriage work, go home and pray. And the reality is there's lots of scripture and religious communities that have come out in support of survivors. I don't think it's helpful when we institutionalize the blame for this issue on one party or one person to say to a survivor, it's your fault or it's your responsibility to fix this, I think is inappropriate. I think there's a lot of evidence that faith communities can play a healing role. I mean, most of us, right, if you're spiritual, go to our spiritual community for healing. And it's a great opportunity for a pastor and a community to say, you know what, we are going to stand with love for everyone in this situation, but we're not going to accept you're being hurt or blame you for that.
And I don't understand how God can want the woman to go back and make this marriage work, but yet God doesn't want the man to stop being an abusive
right.
which I can't say on the radio,
right.
You know, aren't you missing part of the equation?
Well, according to my religious tradition, but, you know, I'm a deeply spiritual person. I think we came here to be whole human beings, to not hurt each other. We have purpose, and I don't believe that any of us deserve to be hurt or that there's anything we could do that would make it such that it's my fault if you hurt me. And I don't think that religion or scripture supports that.
If you have a question for Carmen, we're not going to take any calls, but we will take your texts at 844-967-2789. If you have a question about resources, where you can go if you are in immediate need or you are in danger, there are places you can go for help, and we will get some of those linked into our show notes after the show is over. So again, if you have a question, please text it in at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching the live stream, you can also leave a comment on there. Carmen will still be here when we get back from the break. And I want to talk a little bit about, there's growing talk about getting rid of no-fault divorce and what that would mean, particularly for survivors and victims of domestic violence, if we go back to getting rid of no-fault divorce. And then someone, it's going to change things. And at least in my estimation, I don't think it's going to change things for the better. So I hope you will stay with us. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. For this moment to arise, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 70. 57, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The sun, here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Dominic Salvia, my Tuesday co-host. And because it is October and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Executive Director of the Sojourner Family Peace Center, Carmen Petrie, is with us in studio. I wish we didn't talk about this, but we have to talk about this. You brought this big board in that's behind you. From newspaper articles from 1996 about all of the domestic violence, and it hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. It's 1996. I worked for the mayor in Milwaukee and running the Commission on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And I did cut out newspaper articles and did a big board, and you could see the same headlines today in the news that were that are on the board from 96, which is a sad commentary, but I think while many things have not changed, many things have changed at the same time. Both things are true.
I mentioned before we went to the break that I wanted to talk about. There is a trend among some on the far right, and particularly the far religious right, that is talking about getting rid of no-fault divorce. Mm-hmm. And this is where you can basically go to the court and say, we're not getting along, this isn't working, we want to split.
Right.
And that's the end of it. Well, there is a growing push, again, among some to get rid of no-fault divorce because the argument is it's just too easy.
Right.
It's just too easy for women to leave a marriage, and you shouldn't be able to leave a marriage just because things are hard or challenging or maybe he beats you.
Right. As I said to you during the break, divorce and family court is a very difficult experience for survivors. And I think anything that makes it more difficult is problematic for survivors who are being hurt and are trapped in violent relationships. So, again, I'm not a legal scholar, even though I know many lawyers and judges, and I'm not a spiritual advisor. But I do understand when you do things that make it more complicated to get out of abusive relationships, that's a problem for all of us as a society. We should not be making things harder. We should be making it easier for people to be held accountable, to be able to speak the truth about what's happening, and to get out of situations that are hurting them. So I'm not in favor of things that make things harder.
And you're not in favor, as you said, even for people who are the abusers.
Right.
they need some measure of understanding because they likely came from their own place of abuse.
Yeah, they do.
And I've gone back to this many, many times in so many instances, and I hate to put this all on you guys, but I am going to put it all on you guys, to talk to other guys, that this is not cool, and this is not how one behaves in a loving relationship, which has got to be really hard.
Right.
And because, again, nobody in your friendship circle is going to say, yeah, I hit her four times last night. It was great.
Right. And I think a lot of guys, I do want to give a shout out. There's a lot of guys who are doing healthy things out there and are holding people accountable. We just need to do more, and we need to do more sooner in people's lives. It's much easier to talk to a teenager about what love might look like in their relationship. What does it mean to be a healthy man or a healthy woman in a relationship as you're talking to a teenager instead of trying to repair something down the road when you have to call public safety or police, right?
Yeah.
So it's a missed opportunity.
Get there early.
Well, and especially with social media influencers now like Andrew Tate and some of these really toxic men spreading these manly men messages.
Right.
And this is what you should be to be a man. And that's pretty frightening.
And he's got millions of followers, so he must be right.
And young males.
Yeah.
What that speaks to me is I think down in the core is a wound inside of many men in this society. And that needs to be healed. It needs to be healed by other men. And we need to get there with compassion. Hold people accountable. And the challenge is most of the resources we have are downstream. So we're in this river and people fall in and we get here later in the game. And there's a lot of people who are living out as if these toxic ideas are the way to be, and it's not healthy. Everybody pays the price for that.
Absolutely.
Carmen, if I may, Jane, I'm just curious from your opinion, mental abuse versus physical abuse. Are they separate? Is one a precursor to the others, or something to be gleaned from that? How do you look at that?
I have several thoughts about that. I kind of think of violence as a continuum. It can be subtle to severe. It can include sexual, physical, mental, spiritual abuse. And violence plays out along gender lines. The other thing that needs to be said is there are men who are violated in this culture, right? And they need compassion. That's why I call it a human rights issue.
Yeah.
In a human being, you deserve dignity and respect. When we look at men, we see that they're more mentally abused or emotionally abused because violence plays out along gender lines. But it can be a subtle to severe, and many women have talked about it as we have more women who come forward, which is what I was grateful for, if you could use that word, with the crisis in the church. We had lots and lots of men who came forward to say they had been violated and raped. And what they did is they made it acceptable, right, to say that you've been violated.
Right.
We live in this culture that men are in this box, and we need to make it okay for them to come forward when they've been hurt. But women have said, yes, absolutely. The verbal abuse and emotional abuse started before, and then the physical violence came later. I will also tell you, children and adults have said the verbal abuse was much more painful than the physical abuse. I've had survivors say, I remember that. That hurt more than being punched or slapped in the face.
We only have a minute to go, Carmen. What number can people call if they would like some help?
414-933-2722. You're also able to go to familypeacecenter.org, find our resources. We have lots of incredible work, many things happening this month. We have some new technology I wanted to talk to you about, but familypeacecenter.org.
We will have you back. Carmen Petrie, the executive director of the Sojourner Family Peace Center in Milwaukee. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay close. We'll be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy speaking about the attempt to oust him from his speakership after working with Democrats to avert a government shutdown.
At the end of the day, keeping government open and paying our troops was the right decision. I stand by that decision. At the end of the day, if I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
He also says he thinks hard-right Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida has been planning his challenge all along. Former President Donald Trump has returned to a New York courtroom, asked about the judge who already ruled that Trump and his sons committed fraud by vastly overstating what their properties are worth.
He's been given false information, misleading information, and corrupt information by a very corrupt and incompetent attorney general.
President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded not guilty to the three charges he's facing. Prosecutors say he lied about his drug use when filing out a form to buy a gun 5 years ago. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Fond du Lac police say a 79-year-old woman has been found and is safe. Yesterday afternoon, authorities issued a silver alert for Pamela A. Freund, who is in the early stages of dementia. Green Bay police are asking for the public's help in locating a dog that bit a child. Police say the unprovoked attack happened around 2:15 p.m. last Thursday. Witnesses say an elderly woman was walking two dogs near the intersection of Shawano Avenue and Gray Street. One of the dogs attacked the child. They described the dog owner as about 5'3 and on the heavy side, Caucasian, with gray medium-length hair, which was in a bun. She was wearing a pink peach flowery blouse and darkish pants. The dog that bit the child has been described as large with short tan fur, possibly a Labrador Retriever. If you have helpful information, please contact the Green Bay Police Department. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wisconsin, Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board, and my Tuesday co-host Dominic Salvia from Devil's Advocates. Catch him along with Mike Crute later today, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are going to change directions pretty drastically.
we're taking a hard left turn.
A hard left turn to lighten things up a little bit. And share this with you in case you missed it. Stevie Nicks, former member of the rock band Fleetwood Mac, has now been immortalized in a new Barbie doll.
Yes!
The 75-year-old presented the Stevie Nicks Barbie to fans at a show in New York at Madison Square Garden on Sunday, calling it Stevie Barbie. And Stevie Barbie is, it was available for pre-order for $50, $55 on Monday. It's already sold out.
Already sold out.
$55. It forms part of Mattel's Barbie music series with smoky eyes and bangs. Nix's doll is holding her signature ribboned tambourine, wearing the signature platform boots and a gold moon necklace, dressed in a flowing black dress, inspired by the one that Nix wore on the cover of the legendary, and I still have it, 1977 album Rumors.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty
so
cool.
So awesome. Does it come with the shawl and just spin in circles like she does?
I don't know if it's
got she was just here at the forum. I got to go see her.
I did.
Stevie Nicks is amazing. I love Stevie Nicks.
And nobody sounds like her.
No,
for sure.
Yep, very unique.
Just the vocal quality that she has is so...
And still out there performing. I mean, still...
75.
Wow. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And I've seen Fleetwood Mac a couple of times with the whole band and... Now with Stevie, it's just great. Timeless music.
For sure.
Classic stuff. And now to come out, she's making her mark, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that. I saw Fleetwood Mac, all the original members, in like 1977.
Oh, nice.
At the Old County Stadium.
Oh, wow. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I know. Along with Kenny Loggins. It was Loggins and Fleetwood Mac.
Was it Loggins solo or was it Loggins and Messina?
No, it was Loggins solo.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was Loggins solo.
Now, quick question. Is Mattel coming out with their own version? They're coming out with like a Lindsey Buckingham, like Ken doll component
right.
where you can put them next to each other, but after like 20, 30 minutes, you have to separate them. Like they just, you can tell there's tension in their face.
A lot of sexual tension, right?
Or they have magnets and they just automatically, magnetically separate, you know, right?
Yeah,
they're repulsed by each other.
Or together, then repulsed.
Well, and then we can put Christine McVie. I love it next to John, and then those two can split, and then throw Mick Fleetwood in there.
Mick's off in the corner going, I love you, Stevie. I love you so much.
But it got us talking about what other stars, pop stars, whoever you would like to see be immortalized as a Barbie.
Immortalized?
Immortalized a Barbie. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Stevie Nicks just got her own Barbie. They have a whole line of, you know, career Barbies and all those things. I'm just want to know who you think should also get the honor of a lifetime by becoming a Barbie.
I'm going to throw one out there.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
It's too soon.
Too soon?
I think it's too soon. I think you have to wait until she's 40.
Okay, so you gotta get someone.
Why I just imposed that arbitrary rule?
Just because
no idea.
There's an underlying hatred Jane has for Taylor
Swift. That's not true.
The 262 had a really good suggestion for a Barbie. That is, what do we need to do to get a Jane Barbie? It needs to happen.
Oh yes. God, yes, a short, chubby, gray-haired, slightly Oompa Loompa-shaped Barbie would be a first of its kind. There's no question about that. Okay, I'll go with Taylor Swift.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I would go with Taylor Swift. Greg, anybody that...
And aren't the Republicans kind of mad at Taylor Swift these days for encouraging young folks to vote?
Yes,
so,
and she's not telling them how to vote, Dominic.
No, of course she's not.
Just telling them to register
that the more people engage, the worse it is for those Republicans.
And they've said that out loud in public.
Yes.
I mean,
for years,
yes.
Greg.
I mean, like, we were talking about that last week. We said, you know, they have said on record, if they're fair maps, they lose. If the Electoral College goes away, they lose. If young people are more engaged, they lose. If there's more access to voting, they lose. Like, they know they're losers. They know they're not running the right message. So what do? They play sore loser politics, and then they act like, this is for freedom, everybody.
Yeah.
This is for freedom. And if there isn't already one, of course, a Beyonce Barbie.
Oh, yes.
Michelle Obama Barbie.
I like that.
I just thinking of the people I've seen, the women I've seen in concert recently, Janet Jackson Barbie. Man.
Oh my gosh, sure. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. God, that
various outfits for her too. I'd buy the Rhythm Nation one.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go down that pathway.
I didn't say Rolling Stone cover version. My gosh, Jane.
How about Madonna? Let's do a Madonna Barbie.
No.
You don't have to worry about too many clothes.
Well, yeah.
Material Girl Barbie, you know. Got the long pink dress. That one wasn't too terrible.
Okay, I could stand a desperately seeking Susan Madonna Barbie. Yeah.
Deep cut.
Where she looks like she hasn't bathed in about a year and a half. I would go with that Madonna Barbie.
No, that was the lace times, right? She had
the lace gloves. And was always chewing gum. She was class act all the way.
I've got one coming out of not left field, but you won't be surprised once I say the name. Linda Evans. No, I'm sorry, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Well, she's already got a Wonder Woman doll.
We were talking about Wonder Woman doll, Jane. We were talking about Barbie doll. So I'm only going with your
My rules.
Your rules. So.
My rules. Well, if you would like to chime in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Which person, movie star, musician, politician?
Who becomes?
Do we need a Nancy Pelosi Barbie?
No.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh,
Barbie.
That'd be amazing.
That would be pretty amazing.
That'd be a great
actually.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a multiple lace collars.
Of course.
That would be part of her accessory package.
That's how you know, right?
I would say AOC, but I would also want a talking AOC where you pull the string and it's just berating the GOP in Congress for their stupidity. I'd buy that one for every little girl I knew.
We have a text from Lynn from Oconomowoc at 844-967-2789. Michelle and Barack Barbies.
Yeah, that would be...
The couples.
That would sell out. That would be like Tickle Me Elmo. And like 4 years down the road, you still can't get them.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Okay, we can't read that text that just came. I'll say it like this. The 262, Lauren Boebert with Kung Fu Grip.
With adjustable arm and hand motions.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
That's
vape cartridge not included.
Bring your own vape cartridge. Oh, God. And a dress two sizes too small. Anybody else we think deserves the unquestionable honor of becoming a Barbie?
My mom.
That's lovely. You know, that would be a really cool thing for Mattel to do.
Yeah.
If you could submit a portrait of someone in your life, and you got to make your own personalized Barbie?
Yeah.
I think people would jump all over that.
I am going to look into the Stevie Nicks one for my sister. She loves Stevie Nicks. She doesn't have a real relationship with Barbie, but if I can get her the Stevie Nicks Barbie, I would totally get that for her for Christmas.
Joan Jett Barbie?
Oh, there we go. Right? Rock and roll. She saw Joan recently as well. I know.
You and the wife Tina are just...
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner Barbie.
Man. Oh, poor Tina. Yeah.
That's a good one,
that
too.
That would be amazing.
How is the Joan Jett show?
Oh, Joan Jett rocks, man. She's always rocks.
And she's got to be well into her 60s.
Yeah, for sure. And still
when The Runaways
came
out, she was like 14. So, yeah, she's got to be in her early 60s, maybe late 50s. She was a kid when The Runaways came out.
All of them were. Lita Ford, too, right?
I mean, yeah, they were like 14, 15 years old when they became famous.
Can you imagine being in that scene? Back then?
No.
At that age?
No.
I mean,
I couldn't imagine that as a young boy. I couldn't even imagine the waves they had to curtail.
Right.
As girls.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let's just
go Runaways.
The yeah. The whole Runaways. All of them. Barbies.
Runaway Barbies.
Runaway Barbies.
Runaway Barbies. Okay. I can go with that. I don't know if I'm feeling Belinda Carlisle and the Go-Go's in the same way that I would go with the Runaways.
I mean, certainly left the mark. I mean,
they would very much lend themselves to Barbie. Their kind of aesthetic, I think, is very Barbie. The Go-Go's.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
I think they're kind of bubblegummy back in the early 80s, back in the day, right?
Lots of big hair. And
We Got the Beat.
Those are good pop songs.
They still are. You can check in with us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you have someone you want to nominate to receive their own Barbie doll, it's going to be tough to beat that last one from the 262 about Lauren Boebert. But
will that require batteries for that Barbie? I don't know.
No, I think there should be a string on her back. Meow.
Ouch. Meow. Ouch. The Bengals. What about the Bengals? No.
If we're not going to do the Go-Go's,
then we can't do the Bengals.
I don't think the Bengals are deserving.
No.
Cher.
No.
Whoa.
Cher.
Cher, of course. And then to go back political, former member of Congress, Shirley Chisholm.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. First black woman to run for president ever. Very powerful, very strong, very amazing. I vote Shirley Chisholm.
Then we could do a whole line of Democratic women and Republican women Barbie dolls.
Yeah. The Susan Collins one can always, you know, she'd come with two faces on it. You're like, oh, how's she going to vote? I don't know. She said one way, so probably do it the other way.
Lauren Boebert.
Ouch. Kyrsten Sinema, how's she going to vote, right?
She comes with different outfits. Lots of different outfits.
And lots and lots of different of yellow outfits. Yeah. And MTG, I have many things I could suggest. They're just too nasty. I think I'm not going to say them out loud because it will come back to haunt me in karma in some way, shape, or
Karma's
form.
Karma's a thing. Don't do that.
I know. But I would like Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton Barbie doll?
Hillary Clinton Barbie doll. She comes with a lot of baggage.
No, that's Bill. That's the baggage Bill. Is Bill.
Well, and we can just put a big anchor around her, and then it can be connected to him. We do have a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Sharky is on the line. Good morning, Sharky. Thanks for joining us. Who do you think should have their own Barbie?
Oh, I don't think I can handle the stress. I can barely handle my regular live dogs, the Golden. So, I was going to give a little information, though, on the alert systems for coming up. So, I hope I'm not too early on the call.
Well, Sharky, that's okay. Go ahead, because we're going to talk about this in the next break, which is fine. So, everyone's phones are going to go off tomorrow at 1:20 or around 1:20. Because of a test by the emergency alert system. So what did you want to share about that? We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, so I could tell you that I was at an event in 2018, and it was a nice event of nice people, honest people, good working, hard people. And one of them, though, was a actual high-ranking official of one of the villages in the Milwaukee area. He warned me that the federal government came in and said, we're going to drop some of these G5 towers in your village. And the gentleman said, listen, I'm the president. I can't just have you guys come in and drop these G5 towers. He says, well, you don't have a choice. And he says, well, I feel that my village should be able to work with this and make a decision. He says, nope, you don't have a choice. It's coming if you like it or not. Now, that was 2018. I was really taken back about the 5G system. And so it sounds like a conspiracy, but who the heck knows?
All right. Thank you, Sharky. We are coming up to the break. We will, again, go over what's going to happen tomorrow when this big system test goes off. We're also going to talk about where you can watch the Brewers playoff. Baseball begins tonight with our Brew Crew. All that and more on the other side of the break. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 70. 57, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 82.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board and my Tuesday co-host for the next couple of months while Kristen is on maternity leave. Dominic Salvia from Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocates. Catch them later this afternoon, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network. You're going to head from here to Madison. You're going to Madison Live today, right?
Going to Madison Live, yeah.
All right. Little mini road trip.
Well, not like the last few weeks, but, right. You know, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've been on the road a lot. But all Wausau, Chippewa Falls,
nice.
Lacrosse.
Fun.
Yes.
I bet that was a ball. That's your old stomping ground.
Oh, you know it.
I wanted to respond to just a couple of the text messages that we got in as we were taking your suggestions for who should get their next Barbie doll, because Stevie Nicks just got a Stevie Barbie. And Lynn from Oconomowoc said, Susan Collins, bikini Barbie. And 608 suggested Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. Dolly should definitely be a Dolly.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Right?
Dolly should be a Dolly.
That's just a no-brainer. So thank you for all your suggestions. Want to remind you that tomorrow at about 1:20, your cell phone's going to go off. The Federal Emergency Management Agency and the FCC are conducting a test of the emergency alert system and the wireless emergency alerts at approximately 1:20 tomorrow Central Time, Wednesday, October 4th. So your cell phone's going to go off, and there's really not too much that you can do about that. I did have someone who texted in when we were talking about domestic violence and October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month with Carmen Petrie, who was here. And texter from the 262 said, I saw something this morning. If there are people out there who are in an abusive situation and may happen to have a secret phone hidden from their abuser, and I know that there are people who do that, you want to make sure that it's turned off tomorrow when that emergency alert goes off. And having your phone silenced is not going to be enough to stop the alerts. Or if you have a hidden backup phone somewhere, you want to turn that off tomorrow.
So even if our phones are silenced, they will still beep tomorrow.
That's what this texter says.
Right.
I'm not certain about that, but that's what this texter says.
Best to just cover yourself on that one.
Absolutely. And then, of course, on Twitter, bro, turn off your phone for a few hours, bro. They're going to beam a frequency, and it'll activate the graphene oxide. Even if you didn't get the COVID shot, it could be really bad. If it doesn't happen on October 4th, it'll definitely maybe happen October 11th.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks from now. I mean, it sounds like Trump's healthcare law. I mean, come on, you kidding me, people?
You got to take this seriously. It came from a trusted source.
Yeah.
You got to live in fear like me, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh, no.
Apparently, this graphene oxide that will be triggered for people who are vaccinating is going to trigger a zombie apocalypse. So Thursday's show should be a whole different ball of wax.
Somebody says bro that much does not fear anything.
Bro, come on, bro. If we just go down that wormhole for a minute, to what end? Usually when things happen, you look for where the money's being made. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So if this is going to happen, and you know how many hundreds of millions of billions of people got the COVID shot, and billions of zombies are going to occur, I mean, how does that benefit, you know, the conspirators?
Just easier to... Well, we're not going to be easier to control if we're zombies.
I mean, we're a bunch of zombies, man. Yeah. I mean, we're going to look like Matt Gaetz in the house.
Oh, God, that's ruined my day.
Oh, yes. Oh, hey, you know, you'd be taking it more seriously if you were threatened to be turned into Matt Gaetz and all of a sudden be like, oh, my God, this is real.
And you can identify them by the size of their foreheads.
Yeah.
We're going to the phones, 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Good morning, Rico. What did you want to say?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, guys, working hard here. I just got back with my second truckload of aluminum foil.
Better wrap your house, man.
I'm wrapping the house. I got one layer. Do you think I need another layer?
Definitely. Maybe three.
Two, three layers? Maybe five in honor of 5G. Lord almighty, I'm going to need another day off. Thanks, guys.
Well, we'll see you on Thursday, Rico, when we're all zombified.
What happens.
And we're calling for brains. brains. Okay. Other thing we wanted to give you a heads up about, Greg Box, very excited.
Excited today. Today is Milwaukee Comedy Fest part three, day three.
Day three of Milwaukee Comedy Fest. How's it going so far?
So far is great. Last night was the Roast of Milwaukee put on by Milwaukee Record. We do that in concert with them. Matt and Tyler over at Milwaukee Record are great, and it was wonderful to see such great comedians. A friend of the show, Ryan Mason, was there dressed up as 794 to defend his usefulness.
That's great.
And maybe 794 will come onto the show and talk about it. You know, maybe Dan Schaefer and 794 can go head to head.
Oh, I like that. But that would be a matchup.
Yeah. So this is night three. We're going to be at we're doing a Dandy Comedy Show, Milwaukee Comedy Fest edition. So it's going to be at Dandy, which is a resale shop on Valete Street, 5020 West Valete Street. It's going to be a fantastic evening, full of great comedians from all over the country. This is going to be night three, one show tonight. Tickets are available at mkecomedyfest.com. And those tickets, I think, are $10 or $15. Very, very affordable.
Such a deal.
Very affordable.
mkecomedyfest.com. Check it out and get some laughs this week as the 18th year of the Milwaukee Comedy Festival goes on. That's amazing. And two, tonight, of course, playoff of baseball, baby. The Brewers and the Diamondbacks playing at AmFam Field. And if you can't go to the game and you're not going to be able to watch the game, remember, you can always hear the Brewers tuning into our civic media stations, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and our flagship Brewers station and on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So cheer on the Brewers tonight. Hopefully they will take those Diamondbacks. It's best of three.
Yep.
And I know we're out without Brandon Woodruff, but Greg Bach, you're feeling strong.
I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling supportive. I'm here for it. I'm here for baseball, baby.
All right.
Glorious victory for the Brewers. Is it two at home and then one on the road if need be? How does that work?
I believe it's, I don't know. The first one's here, I believe.
It's, tonight. They're at home tonight.
Right?
Yeah. They're at home tonight.
It might be back and forth, which,
that's kind of, we will have more details for you tomorrow. All right. Stick around. We have the news coming up at noon, 12:15, the Wonderful Town Call with William Walters, followed by our friend Todd Alba with the Todd Alba Show from 1 to 3 p.m. And then Matt Flynn, followed by Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute from 4 to 6 p.m. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We will be back with you tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs.
Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC and always News. Streaming I'm on Mike. The